Have you been listening to this show for a while? Do you like this show? Do you want to see it continue? There's one way you can do that. You can actually visit our Patreon page and donate some money to make sure the show continues. That's the only way we fund the show, the only way we make it happen. Go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Find out bonus stuff you can get for supporting us and make sure the show keeps on trucking. An awesome standalone movie that proves that this character is awesome. It can be awesome.
I mean, Affleck will be out by then, so like,
yeah,
they won't have any reason to connect it to anything.
Right.
I don't know. DCEU movies. Why are they? This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
I want to tell you a little story. This little story was sent to us by Kyle Case. Thank you, Kyle. He sent it to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. You can also send stories to our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com, or visit that Facebook. I hear the kids love that Facebook.
Oh, the kids love giving up their personal information. And if you do too, I genuinely do just give up my personal information.
Just give it up.
If you're already there, you might as well be heading to We Have Concerns, which is facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. And I got to say, it's becoming like one of my favorite sources of cool and weird stories on the internet.
Yeah. It's a fun place.
It's really
good. I
don't
even go to the Facebook, but I go to that Facebook.
Yeah.
That's a different Facebook.
So go hang out there with some other cools.
So this is the story of scientist Frederica Bertocchini of the Institute of Biomedicine and Biotechnology in Spain.
Oh, man. For a second, I thought you were going to say in space.
In Spain.
And I'd be like, oh, shit. All the way in outer Spain.
She had beehives. She has beehives at her home. Hanging out, because that's what you do when you're in Spain.
In outer Spain, growing Spain bees. Strange and wondrous Spain bees.
They're from Spain.
Yeah, beehives, cool.
Yeah,
I dig
it. So I guess there is something called a wax worm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever heard of a wax worm, but it's a caterpillar.
Yeah, it's from the screw tape letters.
Oof, the wax worm.
Yeah.
It'll get into your skin.
It's from a Lewis Carroll story.
The waxworm is notorious for messing with beehives, gets into beehives and eats the wax. And so our friend scientist, Ms. Bertocchini, she had that problem. She had some waxworms she discovered in her beehives. So she plucked them out and she put them, didn't know what to do with them. She put them in a plastic bag and she tied the plastic bag tight, sealed plastic bag to deal with later.
Mm-hmm.
Next morning. After she cleaned out the hive and
they turned into beautiful wax butterflies.
And they flew the bag into
and
that's why
and they flew
bags
all the
fly
way
in
into
the wind
outer Spain.
Nowadays. Outer Spain. What she did was she came back the next morning and she noticed that all of the worms were gone. All the wax worms had escaped the bag. In fact, the bag
And she didn't realize how much she had depended on those wax worms, how much they had grown together.
And all there was, they left a waxy message that said, we loved you. Bye, Charlotte. And that was weird. She couldn't understand what that meant.
It said, some pig. And she looked out of the window and she thought to herself, what the fuck did that even mean?
Yeah.
What did that even mean?
Maybe I put on a few pounds, but that's just uncalled for. You shouldn't do that.
Wax worms are the worst.
They are. The bag was in tatters. The bag was barely there. The plastic bag that they were sealed inside had been eaten by the wax worms. Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, I've had a hamster and it chewed its way out of a plastic
cage. No, this is different. This is not chewing its way out.
Sometimes a dog will like eat its way through a door if it's a weird dog.
They consumed the bag. And this led
our
intrepid scientists to get very excited because scientists have been looking for an organic way to break down polyurethane bags for many years now because we have such a plastic bag waste problem.
So there's a piece of the puzzle that I'm missing here, Jeff, and that piece of the puzzle is dog and hamster can eat plastic and they get sick. You're telling me that the worms eat plastic and don't get sick, don't die.
Well, what happens when your dog eats door or your dog eats plastic is they ingest door or plastic and then they shit out door and plastic. There's no consumption there.
Right.
It's only
they don't digest it.
Right.
They can't break it down.
Right. What she did was she discovered that
some dogs can break it down. Like there was a 90s cartoon about a dog that could break it down.
The one that dog that wore cool shades and rode the skateboard.
Oh, I love that.
He broke it down.
Love
for
that
you.
Dog.
Yeah. When the DJ is like, break it down, that dog shows
and the
up.
I was like, row, 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 row.
Yeah, I love that dog. From
actually,
the
90s. You know, a dog that could really, instead of like leaning too close to a Poochie joke, we could talk about Parappa the Rapper, who is literally a dog that can break it down.
That dog can break it down, but now we're into real copyright territory.
Can we create our own dog that can break it down? And I know that this is an important story, but I feel like if we could really create a dog
that can break it down,
that could break it down, and it felt authentic.
And it felt unique. It didn't have any of the qualities of other breaking it down dogs.
That would really be something. I think the kids would really love that dog.
Yeah.
And that would be our way out of this podcast.
Well, what
hell,
is a dog
and into
breed?
Saturday morning television.
Finally.
Which is vibrant.
Still around.
Still around.
Yes.
And never going away.
What is a dog breed that's never broken it down that we could just, you know, like is a bulldog broken it down?
Oh, one of those weird, ugly Mexican wire hair dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think kids will go for
Weimaraner?
That,
what is what are we talking about?
It has a name that is hard to pronounce unless you are familiar with Spanish and have a Mexican accent.
I bet our scientist, as he said, trying to bring it back
from
to the story.
From outer Spain?
From outer Spain! Yeah, that's
in the far reaches of outer Spain. So this dog cannot break it down.
No.
But these worms
it
can
turns
break
out,
it down.
So what she did was,
can we put a backwards hat on these worms?
I like what you're
backwards
thinking.
Hat. Tiny
Let's
table little that discussion.
I like what you're thinking though.
But I think we're on to something.
Can we get like 48 pairs of sneakers for their little caterpillar legs?
Yes, we can, Jeff.
Yes, we can.
Except for the frontest pair of legs.
Well, those are the hands.
And we get Mickey Mouse style gloves.
Exactly.
Or cool fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves.
Let's table this because I think we're on to something.
We are. We got to get a concept artist in here. Okay.
Cool
so
worm.
What she did was, this is going to take a turn. Are you ready for this?
Worm has turned?
She took.
And you didn't even say it that way?
She took a whole
you
bunch
really
of worms.
You really aren't getting any sleep.
It's true. She took a whole bunch of these worms and she pureed them. I told you it was going to take a turn.
It did take a turn.
She pureed.
I thought it was going to zig and it zagged.
She pureed a bunch of the worms.
Yeah.
And she put them
in a
plastic.
And it turns out they're a superfood.
They're delicious. You put them in a nice shake.
Yeah.
It's delicious. She put them in a plastic bag. And after 14 hours, 13% of the plastic was gone. So this is not a dog eating plastic and pooping it out later. This is a substance that is intrinsic inside the worm that breaks down polyethylene in bags.
So, is it more efficient? And I ask this out of concern for the worms. Is it more efficient
somebody
to have worms eating the bags or to make a big old vat of pureed worm and just drop bags into it?
Just drop your bags in the worm vat.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you like your worm vat?
Because I'll tell you what, Jeff.
What?
If it's more efficient to puree worms, that's what they're going to do.
Well, my question to you is, do you like your worm vat bubbling or do you prefer it oscillating?
Like an Acme Chemicals sort of thing?
Yeah. Is it
hand me the mirror?
Is it bubbling or is it oscillating and alive and squirming?
In my head canon.
Because either one will work for our purposes.
In my head canon, it's still sort of alive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's breaking down the plastic is because when you puree a bunch of worms and put them in, they try to come together into some sort of super worm, but they can't.
They can't.
But it's probably neither.
Yeah.
So they break this thing down. Now, breaking down any product creates byproduct.
This is correct.
So when worm eats polyurethane.
Mm-hmm. Polyethylene. Really.
Polyethylene, sorry. Yeah. When worm eats polyethylene, what does worm poop out?
Worm poops out ethylene glycol.
Antifreeze.
That is the main compound in antifreeze. So bag in, antifreeze out.
And you said ethylene?
Yes.
So this is the poison one.
This is the bad glycol.
Now,
this is the worrisome.
Yeah, there are two kinds of antifreeze. There's one that's there's propylene glycol, which they actually put into like frozen desserts and stuff to keep them from getting freezer burn.
Right,
it's actually allowed by the FDA. It's fine.
It's antifreeze.
And then ethylene glycol is will get you fucked up. And then
that's the one you don't want to drink. You don't want to have that one.
But it's certainly better for the environment than plastic.
One would think. It certainly takes up less mass.
Yep.
And this could be the solution to our problem, because right now, polyethylene packaging, which we are creating a lot of in the world, takes between 100 and 400 years to degrade naturally. So that's bad.
Yeah.
And scientists have been...
Plastic bags cannot break it down, no matter how many backwards hats you put on them.
That's right. You can't even give them enough sneakers or sunglasses to break it down. They will not. It'll take them 400 years to break it down.
They just don't have it in them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some people are born with that ability.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can hone it.
Oh, of course.
You can get better at it no matter where you're at, but...
Not if you're a plastic bag.
You're just not born with it.
Yeah. So we've been looking as a scientific community. I put us in that category.
Yeah, we're there.
We're in there.
Sure.
We've been looking for...
We make a lot of contributions to science, I think.
We do. We've been looking for a biological digester to speed up this process for decades.
Biological digester is a great 311 song.
Oh, yeah.
Biological digester. Secret inspector. Garbage collector.
Yeah.
Kids, ask your parents. But never listen to 311.
But never listen to 311.
Sorry, Colin.
So this could be a big deal, because we found a fungus that could erode polyurethane, and we found a couple other leads, but nothing as promising as Ms. What's her name? I lost her name already. Bertolucci. I like saying
Galactica.
It. Bert
from Tocchini. Outer Spain.
From outer Spain.
Dr. See, Galactica from outer Spain.
It's always the Spain. It's always the Spain science, you know?
Yeah.
That's why we need to invest in Spain.
We absolutely have to. We are no longer, as a country, we are not traveling to Spain enough.
I agree.
And people think it's a waste of money.
Well, they're privatizing Spain.
People are saying, hey, we got a lot of things to fix right here.
Right.
Before we go off to Spain.
Into outer Spain?
Yeah.
But I say, if we don't dream about visiting outer Spain, then the dreams themselves will die.
There's something, there is a value inherent in dreaming.
Yes.
There is a value inherent in imagination and the motivation that it sparks inside when we can send a man to Spain.
Do you remember when JFK made that proclamation? He said, we will send a man to Spain and return him safely.
And we're gonna beat those Russians to Spain.
They're trying to get to Spain.
They're closer.
They are.
Their passports work there.
Oh my God.
But we're gonna beat them to Spain.
Yeah. And we did.
And we did beat them to Spain. And the tapas was delicious. And the sunsets were beautiful.
Oh my God.
And they do a lot of great science there.
Come on.
So a lot to hang an episode on. Why am I still laughing at it?
It's the stupidest concept we've ever done.
And this is...
So this is not efficient. The Holy Grail. This is more efficient than we've ever found before.
Yeah.
But it's super and it's not
healthy
efficient.
For the, and well, the pureeing part is not, but it's healthy for the worm. Like, there's no downside to them eating plastic all day?
No, you're feeding the worms. So the problem is, it does take a long time. This is not like... Throw a plastic bag in, out comes antifreeze.
But does it take less than 400 years?
It does take less than 400 years.
Does it take less than a century? Because then we did it.
But the answer is not, she says, to feed bags to worms. As much as we'd love our worm vats filled with worms, we breed the worms.
That's
we
my have first answer to anything.
Fields of worm vats.
Yeah.
She says actually what this research will lead to is, hopefully, is isolating whatever that enzyme is inside the worms for us to create artificial versions of
it. So it either occurs somewhere else in nature where we can harvest it, or we could create it in a lab, because or we could puree the fuck out of some worms.
She literally said, how am I going to find the enzyme in here? I'll just puree them, and I'm sure I'll figure it out.
That's the kind of thinking that only comes from the limited resources and time that you have when you are doing your experiment in outer Spain.
That's correct. Because you have focused in Spain.
You're focused. I mean, listen, Spain is dangerous.
Spain's trying to kill you.
Spain is trying to kill you at all times.
Yeah.
Humans cannot survive without protection in Spain.
That's correct.
So we can only send somebody to Spain for, I don't know, a semester at a time. So right. You got to finish all your research in that have you ever time
seen,
period.
Have you ever seen in Florida?
Because the body breaks down after a while. You know, in Florida, and it's expensive to keep them there.
They're doing those camps where they simulate outer Spain.
Yeah. But could we not, Jeff? Could we not introduce just a ton of waxworms into landfills?
Well, I want to know why you couldn't just get a bucket of these worms.
Yeah.
And put them on that, like, floating...
The garbage island.
The garbage island! The floating plastic
and
thing that we have in
their
the
way,
sea. Just getting, let them live there!
Eat their way to a drowning death?
Yes! It's the greatest thing ever! They will live like kings! It's like delivering me to some sort of floating candy island.
That's a great Twilight Zone episode. A society where of worms that right. every meal they eat actually brings them closer to death.
It gives them joy, but there's this weird like...
And it keeps them alive, but for how long? Because they're eating the very land they walk on.
Montgomery, maybe you should slow down. I mean, I know it's delicious. Everyone is having a great...
Were we supposed to starve?
No, but...
Die later starving or die now full and happy. What is your choice? My choice is to live. It's a William Shatner episode. My choice is to live.
Oh, but Montgomery, if you live, it endangers and you eat with such abundance, it endangers
but
the entire community.
For all to eat with abundance for now.
For now, but you
but
think,
now
of,
is
think
all
about tomorrow.
We have.
Think about tomorrow.
Tomorrow
Montgomery.
Does not exist. Tomorrow ends in our demise anyway. Come with me, fellow worms.
Mm.
Come with me and eat the very ground we walk on.
Yeah,
do
he's
not
got a good
let
idea.
The, do not let the government imprison us and keep us weak.
I'm going to eat the ground I walk on. No, I beg all of you. I
will
beg
also
all of you.
Eat the ground that I walk on. Burgess Shh. Meredith is there, too, because it's a Twilight Zone episode.
That's good. I didn't know
I
you're...
will also eat the ground I walk on.
All of us need to show
now.
Moderation.
Time to eat the ground.
God, I wish I could do a...
Rod Serling?
No, I can do a Rod Serling. I was
do it,
do
then.
A...
Close up the episode.
Ah, okay, here we go. Ready? Are you ready? How does Rod Serling sound?
Submitted for your approval.
Yeah.
I can do it, Rod.
Do it. Just do it.
Do you want me to?
No,
you do it, Rod.
No, it's okay.
I want you to have something.
No, I got it. It's cool. You know, you're the master of voices.
We can just put, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's table this.
All right.
Let's put it by Cool Worm. We'll come back to it. We'll
it's
write
cool.
it in for
no,
it.
No, it's great. It's great. Just do the Rod Serling. Just give us an out and we're all good.
Why?
Consider if you will.
There you go. There you go.
It just takes a second for me, man. I got to consider if you will.
Worms on an island.
An island of delicious candy.
I think it's cool that we're working on isolating this enzyme, but I also, I mean, I guess even though it's not efficient, it feels to me like, hey, let these worms eat the plastic bags for right now.
Can I say something, Anthony? That's
yeah.
not going to be very popular.
What?
Anything that gets me my plastic bags back in my groceries.
Wow. No.
Yeah, I know. I'm an awful person.
Why?
Because they're
Paper's
so convenient.
Fine.
Paper's fine. But you know what? I like having the plastic bag to reuse in my like bathroom garbage can.
Get a nylon bag, asshole.
Yeah, but then I got to clean. It gets gross. And I could just throw away the, but see, the because there's going to be worms.
Buy the, not the bio bag that holds babies, but buy the bio bags that degrade, the biodegradable trash
yeah,
bags.
But if I just go to the
they're
store.
They're like a buck more and
they're
on
give
Amazon
me
Prime.
For free.
No, dude. That's
I'm just
lazy
saying,
shit.
If the worms can eat it, I'm in.
No.
I'm just saying, I'm not doing it now.
This is the problem. This is the problem. Every time we find something, it's like, oh, it seems like the problem's solved. Let's bring back the problem. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Let's keep the problem at bay and also solve it.
Yeah, but then I can do the thing I wasn't able
no,
to do.
No, you can't.
Again.
You still can't.
Right.
It's still bad. Did you see the article this or the video this week that Vox put out? My friend and old producer Nicolette Bethea actually produced it, and it was about how the plastic bag ban is like working.
Yeah, it's working.
Like
I'm not using them.
Like it's environmentally working. Like it's making a huge difference.
But if we get these worms from outer Spain, maybe they'll just take care of the problem.
No, because there's still a ton of bags that we used to use that are in these landfills.
Right. No, but we'll get them on that. We're definitely getting them on that.
Yeah,
we're gonna get them on that. But then, like, if maybe I have a few worms in my house to just.
Submitted for your approval, a podcast host, a hedon, a man who refuses to learn from the mistakes of the past.
Rock! You gotta do it, Rock! My Burgess Meredith.
And also Burgess Meredith.
Rock!
Why don't we just get waxworms? I think we should all get waxworms.
Just get one from my pocket.
Let's just all have waxworms, and we'll set the waxworms free.
I mean, there's going to be a lot.
Are they invasive species?
They will be. There's going to be a lot of antifreeze lying around. I'm going to be honest about that. But think of all the things that won't freeze.
All the little bugs and stuff in the landfill are going to get fucked up.
Right, think of all the stuff that's not freezing.
They're going to be so lit.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing. I think this is great, and I think the more we use natural solutions to these things, not to get all hippie and shit, but if the world already does something that solves its problem,
yeah,
like use that.
Use it.
Do that.
Also, I think I need to watch more Twilight Zones just so I know which voices I need to learn.
Yeah, because I feel like this is predominantly a Twilight Zone podcast.
Exactly.
And I feel like...
And I just, you know, I literally the only two that I know for sure are in them, you already claimed.
Yeah. Guys, would you watch a cool worm cartoon?
Yeah!
By the way.
Oh, man. 48 pairs of sneakers.
Guys, I think you're picturing Cool Worm the same way we're picturing Cool Worm. And would you watch it? What if I told you he had a bunch of hilarious friends?
He's got Annie Freeze. Annie Freeze is like his love interest.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a butterfly.
He's got more, and you could suggest them to us.
Yeah.
Would you watch this cartoon? Who should hang out with Cool Worm?
And which one of us does the voices?
Which one of us does the voices? you can hashtag those Twilight Zone and send them to us on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can also discuss this pressing issue and other episodes with pals that listen to the show. There are great places
pals
to do that. So we have facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns and our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. And we don't have a Cool Worm shirt or anything,
no,
but we got some good shirts.
Yeah, we do.
And some hats and stuff.
Yeah.
You should check those out. Those are at wehaveconcerns.com/shop. It helps us keep making the show.